the birthday girl, Michelle Spring, over in the newsroom, celebrating today and keeping us informed.
Totally.
As she always does.
I almost said totes.
You so wanted to.
I wanted to.
Listen, girl, just let it out. Be yourself. Listen, I'm truly myself each and every single day here. Some like it, some love it. Really don't care.
I met someone actually this weekend that says he is a loyal listener and he just loves you.
Is that true?
That is very true. I was at a birthday party.
Well, tell your husband thank you so much. But, I mean, I've had that much of an effect on him.
Tom Kinzer. Do you know who that is?
Yeah, I know Tom.
Okay.
Tom's a good man.
He enjoys listening to us in the morning.
Very nice. Tom is our one listener out there, along with our mothers. It makes three total. Anyway,
and
hey,
spouses.
You're right. So what are we up to, five?
Yes.
Sweet. All right. We just lost one. Now we're down to four. Hey, take it away. Headlines.
A portion of roadway on Trenton Avenue in Urecksville has been under debate as to whether the city, county, or state are responsible for the maintenance. Mayor Rick Dorland says that the pavement has become degraded between Maple Grove Road Southeast and McConnell Street due to this situation. The city is looking to join with the Ohio Department of Transportation when they do a bridge project on Trenton Avenue. And the Miss Ohio pageant is this Wednesday, and Miss Clayland is ready and looking forward to competing. Madeline Carter won the title in October 2017 and says the Miss Ohio title is about more than the competition, but how each title holder uses that status to help and serve the community. Also competing for the Miss Ohio title is Miss Northwestern Ohio, Cameron Main from New Philadelphia, and Miss Southwestern Ohio, Gabby Bailey from Dover. For more headlines, visit WTUZ.com.
Alrighty then, here we go. Let's take a look at what is number one from over the weekend. Thanks, Michelle,
as always.
Hey, what's number one brought to you by Rod's Donuts and Diner? By the way, you ever find Rod's yet, Michelle? You ever find it?
Still haven't been down there.
But Michelle's been on a hunt for Rod's Donuts, the actual physical location, for going on a good month now. It's only on Main Street in the smallest town in Tuscarawas. No, I'm sure there's smaller towns, but...
I will find it.
All right. First, for our What's Number One segment, country music charts. Luke Combs no longer is one number away. See what I did there?
Cause, oh, that was good. Because
now his song, One Number Away, is number one this week on top of the country singles chart. Dierks Bentley at number two, David Lee Murphy and Kenny Chesney at three, Blake at four, Dan and Shay with their song Tequila at number five. Hey, remember last week when we debuted that new Little Big Town song,
yes.
Summer Fever? That's the fastest rising song this week on the country charts. Went from Uncharted all the way up to 42 in just a week.
Wow.
So there are your country charts. Hey, by the way, also on the digital charts, Dierks Bentley, who released his album, The Mountain, on Friday. He has the number one digital album. And also in digital sales, Sugarland's new album, Bigger, is number two on the digital albums list. Hey, their new music video with Taylor Swift for Babe, that song,
mm-hmm.
It's been out like one day. Little more than a day, a little more than 24 hours. Already 2 million views.
Wow. That's a lot.
Apparently they, Taylor Swift's in a red wig. I think she plays a couple different females in the music video. I think it was inspired by Mad Men a little bit.
Oh, okay.
That music video.
T-Squeeze.
T-Squeeze, yes, ma'am. hey, box office numbers. Ocean's 8, the all-females cast for the... Casino Heist, Ocean's 8, led by Sandra Bullock and my gal Rihanna. That's the number one film in America, 41.5
million. Weekend.
You know what? I saw her Facebook post.
Yeah.
Her and a little mom date, right?
I know. I need to ask her if it was good or not.
Yeah. Ocean's 8 out, obviously Friday, but it pulled in 41.5 million bucks, claiming the top spot. It was kind of few days over the weekend for films. Box office didn't really pull in too much. Solo, A Star Wars Story was 2. Then you have Deadpool. Hereditary, a new film, was at 4. Then Infinity War at number 5. Those are your box office numbers. Speaking of trailers and everything, the new trailer for the Halloween film. Now, you're not a fan of scary movies, are you?
I hate scary movies.
What? I mean, you know it's fake, right?
Yeah.
It's Hollywood.
It just, I don't know, I'm not a fan. It makes me nervous, and I have nightmares.
How old are you again?
Yep.
As of today, now?
Today, I'm 33.
See, now you're a big girl. You can probably go see a scary flick.
I know, but it's still
scary. The new trailer for Halloween, it was released Friday, and in 24 hours, 5 million people went and viewed it. I don't know how many have viewed it yet.
Wow.
Try and YouTube that. Halloween official trailer. See how many people have viewed it since Friday. Of course, the original came out in 1978.
That's so long ago.
I know. Jamie Lee Curtis in the original. She's reprising her role in the new Halloween film. It's going to be released October 19th of 2018. So just in time for Halloween and the fall season. Now that takes me back. The original Halloween, Nightmare on Elm Street with Freddy Krueger. That takes me back. Did you find that?
I can't find the official one. I see a bunch of like copycats. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's hard to find the official.
The orig.
The orig, really?
The orig. I'm just taking a note from you.
I found it right here. Official trailer, Halloween.
Oh, well, I didn't put in the word official. Maybe that's why.
I actually typed a fish, and it came up. In a couple of days, almost 10 million views, 9.2 million. I almost want to watch this thing right now. I just clicked on it, if you can't.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. All right. That gave me all the feels right there. Just a little bit of that. I need to keep that up. But anyway, that's what is number one from over the weekend. Oh, BT Dubs. It's brought to you by Rods. If you can't find that location, Michelle, I'll tell you, it's Main Street. Urexville. Best donuts, cream sticks, and lunch and breakfast specials around. I have $25 to Rods. Keyword is Rods, R-O-D-S. Weaver Appliance text line. Send it to us, include your name, and I will find a winner. It's that simple. Once again, R-O-D-S to the text line, 330-339-9399. I'm going to leave it up to Michelle, the birthday girl. She needs to pick a winner. So your fate rests in her tiny little hands.